Broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, back with you live, ladies and gentlemen. Second hour, two-hour series, The Good Sheriff, Richard Max with me. We're talking about this Alex Jones latest scandal published in the New York Times by one of Alex Jones' employees. I don't see the value in the battles that Alex Jones and a lot of these talk show hosts get into. I don't know if they do it for ratings. I don't know if they do it by mistake. I don't know if their just egos are too big. I don't know what the cause is. But John Oliver of HBO literally spent over 22 minutes attacking Alex Jones. There's a big feud between the two. There's a big feud between Alex and just about everybody. And you wonder, is that how he gets so many listeners and gets so popular and famous? And now Josh Owens, who worked for Alex as a video editor, trying to do the same thing. The New York Times in the middle of it all. But here's on John Oliver's show, he took a clip of Alex Jones. Here it is.
Be honorable. Crush the snakes under your feet. Get behind me, Satan. Now, before I go any further, we got to fund this operation. We got the very best nutraceuticals out there. I don't know if I can run this for another week or so. We want to run it through the end of the month, but that's like 11 days. Because I don't want it to sell out before more gets in. X2, the good halogen, 20% off, InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsLife.com.
Whoa, that is a hard turn to have to make. The Satan-worshipping deep state globalists are going to murder you and your entire family. Open your eyes, sheeple. They are coming for you. They're coming for all of us. But first...
Okay, now believe it or not, at the top of the hour, the news just did that. They said there's an active shooter situation going on. It's crazy. It's at a military installation. But first, let's tell you about the jobs report. Didn't they do that just at the top of the hour? It's amazing. Anyway, I bring this all up because why, if Alex is so crazy, do they have such a fascination, such an interest with them? And the answer is they all get ratings and they all make plenty of money on it. But I say that it's not good for our cause at all. Okay, let's go back from the craziness on all sides, the comedians, and let's go back to what really matters in America, is my humble opinion. And what are the solutions? The solutions is Josh needs help if he's really spent 5 years peddling propaganda with Alex. And then he uses the New York Times to attack Alex. And we're supposed to trust Josh now? We couldn't trust him for years because he faked all this stuff and now admits it, and now we're supposed to trust him? You better watch the money trail on old Josh, I'm telling you right now. Same with Alex Jones. What gives with this over-the-top theater stuff where you claim everything's a conspiracy and then, hey, you admit in court that you just thought it was because you're psychotic. And then now we're going to debate whether Alex is drinking or not. We're going to debate whether, okay, I don't understand the value here at all. Kurt Crosby's with me. What do you think of this whole story, Kurt? I think that the whole reason I spend so much time on it is I think it destroys a lot of the legitimate points and messages we have. Because we're saying a lot of the same things Alex Jones is saying. Our take is not so over the top. Our delivery is not so belligerent. But a lot of the core points that Alex makes are absolutely true. What do you say, Kurt?
Well, let's first go to this, at least as far as I can tell, the source of this, at least the source of the current one with the, the video guy. And that would be the New York Times. The New York Times, as far as I remember, just a little while back said, hey, they were going to quit lying to us. They have not been a friend of liberty, at least as in my opinion. And they, of course, make money when, they do stories that the phrase is, if it bleeds, it leads. So this would be a story like that. In other words, there's a bleeding between these two individuals, and then it's going to, be some high drama and that kind of thing. Just like when Romney says something that maybe looks like it disagrees with President Trump, then they're going to give Romney some big headlines because they like to, see that kind of battle going on. In a good film, you got to have, different sides, plots. You've got to have these. If you don't, frankly, I guess you don't get the readers. Now, I think Alex Jones is I wouldn't call him a clown, a radio clown like Glenn Beck said he was, but he's an entertainer, I think. So as Glenn Beck is, as you are, Sam, as I occasionally try to be. I mean, we admit that, you know, for people to listen, there should be something valuable there for them to listen to. And all these so-called media types that are going to criticize Alex for his drama or whatever, just like you pointed out about the top of the news hour or whatever, they understand that. They're just not as good at it as I think a guy like Alex Jones is. You know, when it comes to the drinking part, I would suggest to Alex to eliminate that. It's certainly not going to be a help for him in whatever. I mean, anybody knows that when you're not in your right mind, you're not in your right mind.
And, yeah, good point.
you know, I read and part of the Wikipedia thing on Alex Jones says, as a teenager, he read read conservative journalist and conspiracy theorist, it says, Gary Allen's book, None Dare Call It Conspiracy, which had a profound influence on him and which he calls the easiest to read primer on the New World Order.
And by the way, there again, that's the source that I'm talking about where that is all true, Kurt. It's a great book.
I've read that, and it's very important for people. I mean, I highly recommend that. Here's the problem that sometimes you get, Sam, with these issues that we believe are very important, is those king men or the insiders who want to take us down and want to say, oh, that's just, you know, silly stuff from those guys. They'll use a guy like Alex Jones, just like that little piece that you just played when it's got him doing that thing about the snakes or whatever and then just popping over there. That is, you know, it's definitely over the top, but it's definitely entertaining. You know, you're not going to be going to sleep.
Yeah, but let's stop for a minute. They act like Alex Jones is over the top and just doing it for greed and for money, but they do the same thing with their big pharmaceutical companies, and they act like theirs is all common sense.
Well, if, for example, you know, Sam, I mean, occasionally when I'm out making my millions selling honey, you know, I get to hear the standard
Ladies and gentlemen, hold on,
guys.
Stop. Ladies and gentlemen, Kurt sits on the side of the road, man, with his Ron Paul van, with his big old sombrero on to keep the sun off him, and he's selling honey to the population. I guarantee you the guy makes a living, but millions? And I don't mean to mock Kurt for it. I'm just saying, hey, Kurt is as down to earth as it gets, is my point.
Well, anyway, you know, when I'm doing that, every so often I'll be able to listen to, like, you know, the only thing they put on the radio that's besides music, you know, is pretty much like Rush Limbaugh, Sean Hannity, and that stuff like that. I think it's interesting when you hear guys like Rush Limbaugh or Sean Hannity say, oh, man, you know, we're just the normal guys like you guys, you know, the guys that go to Walmart. I'm thinking, wait a minute, aren't you bringing in like $20 million a year? They're not.
They are bringing in $20 million a year. They're not the common man like they claim.
Right. But at least, you know, in many ways, they try to, I guess you could say, be a little bit like us. But when you look at their handlers and those people like that, if they went to certain ones of these issues, like, have you ever heard them? Like, lately I hear Hannity talking about the little quote that Biden gave when he was visiting the Council on Foreign Relations, that book, None Dare Call It Conspiracy, we'll talk about. And he was there, and he said, basically, hey, I told the guy if he didn't fire that prosecutor, he wasn't going to get the $1 billion. Well, Sean Hannity will even say the word Council on Foreign Relations, or those words, but he won't bring up, you know, how that whole thing is, in my opinion, the biggest part of the swamp there ever was.
But Alex will, and Alex is right.
Yeah, that's right. And so I believe that's why they, you know, he gets pushback from them. They're crowd, the Council on Foreign Relations crowd, the New York Times, you know, the Washington Post people, those insiders are kingmen, what I'd call them. Well, they directly oppose us as well as, you know, a guy like Alex Jones.
And Alex Jones certainly is big drama, big theater, big whatever, and they like to take advantage of that. And what they do is they undermine. And I don't know that Alex is part of it necessarily. I think he's being taken advantage of by these people. And it happens to Donald Trump a lot, too. Donald Trump's theatrics get mocked and abused, and to some degree, rightly so, but to some degree, what it does is it betrays the points that are real. Now, what I kind of thought I might do, what if I tried my hand at the drama that Alex Jones does? What do you think of that, Sheriff? Should I try my hand at that kind of drama?
Well,
don't you think it'd be kind of fun?
No. Well, I mean, he created that as a style.
Yes.
You created your style to not be that way.
I know, but hold on. It would start out like this. I'm telling you right now, the swamp critters are crawling out of the Washington District of Criminal Sewer. They're taking over the nation, human by human. It's a crisis of epic proportions. Ladies and gentlemen, hold on a minute. I gotta take a quick pause and promote some goods and services so I can stay on the air another day. We might be off the air next hour if you don't purchase right now. Hold on a minute, the swamp critters are about to get me. I'll be right back on your radio.
Attention Liberty News Radio listeners. Hard-hitting talk radio has never been and never will be supported by the mainstream in America. Hard-hitting talk radio is taking on the mainstream press like never before. News the networks refuse to use is one of the best ways to educate people. We invite all liberty-loving Americans to join with us to restore the principles of our founding fathers and promote God, family, and country in the media and our lives. Please help spread the liberty message with your generous donation. You can go online at libertynewsradio.com right now and make a donation online. Or call 801-756-9133 and make a donation over the phone. That's libertynewsradio.com and 801-756-9133. Make a donation today.
As the United States boldly stepped forward in the glorious light provided by its new Constitution in 1787, the nations of the earth were in awe of the newfound strength and hope of this free land. Today, the nation stands at a crossroads. A divergence from the original intent put forth in the United States Constitution has brought grave threats to our beloved nation. A miracle is needed if the United States is to survive. That miracle is, again, the pure application of the United States Constitution. I'm Scott Bradley. In my To Preserve the Nation book and lecture series, I bring forth truths that will help raise up a new generation of statesmen like those noble Americans who founded this land. Vigorous application of these principles will invigorate and restore the nation, and we may become again the freest, most prosperous, most respected, and happiest nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com to begin that restoration.
Oh, ladies and gentlemen, I just can't imagine what's going on around here. The evolutionary efforts of the Illuminati in bed with Prescott Bush, in bed with the CIA. They're all, ladies and gentlemen, I'm telling you right now, they're all coming out of the swamp. The evolution's about to start. The evolution to the revolution. It's beginning, and it starts with the Southern Poverty Law Center in bed with the Illuminati and the bankers and the...
The man down to the core.
Yeah, it's all, the core. It's rot. The whole thing's rot into the core. And I'm telling you right now, I'm behind enemy lines. They're about to take me out. But make no mistake, they're putting chemicals in the water, ladies and gentlemen. And it's turning the fish, the frogs, they're all going gay. I'm telling you right now, gay frogs, gay people, it's all a complicated conspiracy. But I'm telling you, I went to the CIA, behind the scenes, and I got all the docs. Got all the docs on it, you know? I'm telling you right now, there's no way out of it. We're going to have to take it on at some point. There's just no other alternative. Right. Now, that's an Alex Jones scenario. And I jokingly refer to that. Here's the point, though. What part of that does not have a serious, solid grain of truth in it? Okay? The delivery is over the top. It's extreme. It's theater. But it's almost like a Jim Morrison of the Doors theater skit, a poetry skit in a way. Right? But here's the point. What part about that is not true? Now, Kurt, I emailed you a story that I just found, believe it or not, within the last 24 hours that relates to this very point about Alex Jones, you know, talking about gay frogs. Now, John Oliver makes fun of him and goes, oh, my gosh, you're talking about gay frogs. What kind of a, this is goofy. But the truth is there are chemicals in the water that are causing problems from fluoride right on down. And the mainstream and the military are looking into it right now. So when Alex Jones says that, you could dismiss part of his point as theater. Part of his point is delivery. Part of his point is his, quote, shtick, as Richard Mack just wisely referred to. But what about the truth that John Oliver's obliterating? And when Alex Jones does his skit, the people who like Alex Jones take it seriously, but the rest just dismiss it and go, Alex is nuts. There's nothing wrong with the water. John Oliver's a comedian. And we move on. But, Kurt, do you have that story?
Yes.
I just put it in your email. Read this story for a minute, because I think it highlights a fundamental truth point that I'm making here in defense of Alex Jones.
Well, it's a New York Times piece. It says,
wait, the same people that are attacking Alex now are doubling down and defending his points on the water?
Well, that's a great point.
I'm just saying. Okay, keep going.
Eric Lipton's the author. Headline reads, Government Studying Widely Used Chemicals Linked to Health Issues. The classic chemicals known as PFAS was used in nonstick pans, stain-resistant clothes, and firefighting foam, and is found in drinking water in some places. Two decades after concern emerged about a class of chemicals used in everything from Teflon pans to firefighting foam. Anyway, the goal, they say, is to determine what role the chemicals known generally as these PFASs play in a long list of health conditions, including thyroid, kidney, liver, cardiovascular, and autoimmune diseases, among other ailments.
So when Alex Jones says that the FDA is putting chemicals in the water, they're going to turn us all into, you know, gay fish, or they're going to... Okay, he's joking on one hand. I mean, he's kind of satire a little bit, but he's delivering a fundamental point that the New York Times is delivering. They just have their stick, their style. Their style is to be above the news. We're going to deliver it by the facts, the who, what, when, and why. We're the New York Times. We're the credible news source. And Alex Jones is a nutcase. But they're saying the same thing, are they not, Kurt? Not exact word for word. But if you take out the satire of Alex Jones, it's identical. Keep reading, because there's some strange stuff here that matches what Alex's satiric points are about, even. Listen up.
Well, they say the studies will involve thousands of adults and children in 8 communities nationwide, and the findings will help determine.
Why are they doing that if there's nothing in the water and Alex is nuts? Why are they doing that?
Good
question. Because he's right, Sam. Kurt. That's why.
And the findings, they say, will help determine just how extensive of a cleanup is necessary at sites where groundwater or drinking water supplies have been contaminated. This is hardly an academic matter in communities like Warminster, a suburb of Philadelphia, where Hope Martindale Gross grew up just across the street from the now defunct Naval Air Warfare Center.
So the military is toxifying the water, and Alex Jones tells you it and says, hey, you don't know about this. Now the New York Times is reporting it, but they're credible and he's not? Huh.
Good point.
Keep going. This lady's story is interesting.
Do you want to? Okay. The base is one of about 200 military installations around the country where groundwater's been contaminated by chemicals.
Groundwater's been contaminated in 200 military base installations? And Alex is overstating the issue? Really, New York Times? How do you get there, folks? Hey, John, listen up, buddy, John Oliver. This isn't a comedian affair. This is real. Unless the New York Times has just lost all their credibility, right?
Good.
Next.
And it tells about how this lady and several of her family members have had a series of health problems. Tells which ones, different ones.
Tell about the daughters with no teeth.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay, this is important because when he says there's goblins running around and the water's making gay fish, and he's joking and using these examples for satire, but this example by the New York Times is just as crazy sounding, but it's real. Mm-hmm. Unless, well, is Alex telling the real story or the New York Times, or are they both or what? I don't get it. But here's the example the New York Times gives. Now, I'll put it in Alex Jones's voice after you tell him what it is, okay?
And she says, well, it says her childhood home was just 25 feet from the Navy base, and for decades she and her family consumed water from a well in their front yard. Even after the house was connected to a municipal water system, the water coming to the house was still contaminated because the local supplier realized only about 3 years ago that it was also using groundwater contaminated by PFAS. The utility was then forced to buy water from outside the area. Earlier tests of about 200 area residents have already confirmed high levels of PFAS in the bloodstream of people who lived near the former War Minister base and second nearby military facility, Naval Air Station Joint Reserve Base, Willow Grove. Ms. Gross said this, "My greatest concern is what this means for my children. I know my kids have this chemical in them, but what remains unclear is how strong the association is between PFAS exposure and various health ailments."
Isn't the FDA supposed to find that out before they allow this stuff on the market there, Kurt?
Well, they're on their ball, Sam, I'm sure. They say it's a question that federal scientists and researchers hope to answer, at least in part, with this first multi-site health effects study. It will be conducted in New Hampshire, Pennsylvania, Colorado, Michigan, New Jersey, Massachusetts, New York, and California.
Virtually all over the country, right?
Mm-hmm. In communities where drinking water is known to have been contaminated, in total about 8,000 adults and 2,500 children who lived in areas where drinking water was known to have been contaminated with PFAS will have their blood and urine sampled and medical histories checked. The initial round of $7 million in grants to fund the work has already been distributed. The first study in the Pease, New Hampshire area is underway and enrolling participants. Delays in
settling. All right, now go and tell about the lady and their teeth. Does it talk about that?
Well, that was a little earlier.
These poor women. Tell about the teeth part. This is important.
Well, it says, Ms. Gross and several members of her family have had a series of health problems, including autoimmune disease, cancer, and other unusual conditions, such as a missing set of adult teeth in both of her daughters.
All right, so let me stop you there. So Alex Jones might deliver that news for the New York Times and say, they're contaminating the water. The military's involved. It's over 200 bases across the country. It's countrywide, ladies and gentlemen. I'm telling you right now, it's countrywide. They're covering up the conspiracy. You got adult women running around that never got their teeth. Their teeth never came in because of the water, the contamination. They're toothless women running around. Hey, like a bunch of goblins, women with tooth going crazy. It's all your military, ladies and gentlemen. Okay. But does it make him any more wrong? Does it make Alex Jones wrong, Sheriff?
Well, it doesn't appear that he is, and in fact, I don't think he's been wrong on very much at all.
Now, believe it or not, this story came out, believe it or not, within the last 24 hours. As I'm studying the Alex Jones story to deliver my commentary on this, this story just pops into my news feed, and I'm like, whoa, are you kidding me? Oliver's making fun of Alex Jones about the water, and then the New York Times is saying, hey, women are being raised and their teeth don't come in due to the defects that are created on the body when they use this contaminated water. And now Alex goes off on the contaminated water and Oliver says he's crazy. Well, what would Oliver say about the New York Times article saying grown women don't even have their adult teeth because of the toxins in the water? And it's over 200 sites, millions and millions and millions of dollars with the military involved in. How is he understating the issue when the New York Times doubles down with their story? See, this is where, but the problem is people are going to dismiss it all on the political theater and ignore the core. Our delivery is softer, but I can deliver like that if I try. Just imagine if I were to pre-produce my stuff, how good it could be.
Your daily Liberty Newswire. You're listening to Liberty News Radio. You
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Democrats one step closer to impeaching President Trump. Here's USA Radio's Robin Walensky.
Today, with the speaker announcement, she has weakened this nation.
House Minority Leader, California Republican Kevin McCarthy telling reporters,
it was not new news. They always had this pre-written timeline from the day they got sworn in.
President Trump in a tweet saying, I say if you are going to impeach me, do it now, fast, so I can have a fair trial in the Senate and so that our country can get back to business. We will have Schiff, the Bidens, Pelosi, and many more testify and will reveal for the first time how corrupt our system really is.
Saudi Arabia's state-owned oil company's IPO yesterday, the largest in history, selling 3 billion shares and raising $25.5 billion. This is USA Radio News.
Friends and family, I've been telling you for quite some time how MyPillow has given me the best sleep I've ever had with my MyPillow Deluxe Pillow. Well, now, through the Radio Listener Special, there's a lot of things you can save through the MyPillow Radio Listener Special, but the best deal now is a buy one, get one free offer on the Deluxe MyPillow Premium Pillows. Pick up a MyPillow right now, and yourself and a loved one. Best way to do it. And guess what? We've talked about the 10-year warranty, 60-day money-back guarantee, but orders placed between October 15th and December 25th will have their 60-day money-back guarantee extended through March 1st, 2020. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, enter promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 for the buy one, get one free special. Two MyPillow premium pillows for the price of one with that extended warranty. Do it now.
More now on the impeachment inquiry, Republicans responding, and Nancy Pelosi tangles with a reporter. Here's USA Radio's Robin Walensky.
Today, with the speaker announcement, she has weakened this nation.
House Minority Leader, California Republican Kevin McCarthy telling reporters,
it was not new news. They always had this pre-written timeline from the day they got sworn in.
Now, President Trump in a tweet saying, I say if you are going to impeach me, do it now, fast, so I can have a fair trial in the Senate and so that our country can get back to business. We will have Schiff, the Bidens, Pelosi, and many more testify and will reveal for the first time how corrupt our system really is. I was elected to clean the swamp, and that's what I am doing, explanation point.
The CDC releasing new information saying 48 people have died in the U.S. of lung injuries related to vaping. This is USA Radio News.
So I find Alex Jones's delivery not what I would choose to be my delivery, as you can obviously tell. But I would say this. Alex Jones has brought a ton of news to the table. And take out his theatrics. It's literally been factual to the best of my ability every time. But again, when you're on the radio, 4 hours a day, Alex Jones does a longer show than anybody I know. 4 hours a day, plus TV, plus everything else. You're bound to make some mistakes and say some things where you misspeak or misspoke. And he apologized for those things. The mainstream press doesn't even apologize 9 times out of 10 unless they're forced to. But I digress. I'm just saying to you that he's got an incredible track record, a pretty factual delivery as far as I can see. Now, his delivery might be over the top. You might not take to that kind of delivery or theatrics or whatever you want to say. But his delivery, in my opinion, is way more credible than even the New York Times or some of the other big rags that attack him on a relentless basis. Sheriff?
Yeah, that's true. I totally agree with that. There's no question that Alex has been spot on many of the controversies or conspiracies that he's pointed out. But again, I believe, just as on Pierce Morgan, I believe that his MO or his method of expressing himself has gotten in the way.
And that's my whole point. Sadly so. But I don't want to attack Alex. I just don't understand what Josh's motive is. Because, look, if Josh wants to say that he faked these clicks for 5 years with Alex, Josh is just as guilty, if not even more so, than Alex. Alex doesn't have the ability to produce this video. like, say, a Josh does. Without Josh, Alex couldn't even perpetuate that kind of stuff without guys like Josh, right?
Josh is admitting, he's confessing that he is a journalistic prostitute.
Okay, and he's also, though, in my opinion, by telling these details, here's the question. He says Alex, he gives an example, a very detailed example of Alex Jones driving in his Hellcat vehicle to a polling place. And he says that Alex has vodka in a Dixie cup in the console.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, so drinking and driving is the allege. I don't know if it's true or not. I don't know. Here's what I do know, though. Is Josh suggesting he didn't drink with Alex?
Well, he's not suggesting that one way or the other. But
well, by his saying about all that about Alex and not answering that question, he's almost alluding to the fact that he wasn't, but Alex was, and he's disappointed about that.
Yeah, exactly.
It gives that he's not saying either way. You're right, but he's leaving again. If we're going to talk about manipulating the facts, leading the witness, whatever you want to say, leaving things out intentionally for a cause, he's making it sound like he never drank with Alex. My first question to Josh is, how much were you drinking along the way, my friend?
Yeah, exactly. But what did he say? He did say that it scared him to death.
Yeah, as if it wasn't him and he wouldn't do that, and that's not his normal protocol.
If you're scared to death, ask Alex to pull over and let you drive, or say, sorry, Alex, I'm not going to drive with you while you're drinking. I'm not going to ride here and watch you do that.
Especially in a Hellcat, a very fast car, and especially while it's not just like a beer, not saying that's fine either. I'm just saying,
no.
We're talking about hard liquor, though, and a Hellcat mixed together.
Yeah.
That's different than, say, someone who had a beer and then drives a minivan around.
Yeah, exactly. And so, I really question Josh's integrity here. I'm sorry, I do.
I agree. I do, too.
You know?
And what's his integrity and what's his motive? And we know his integrity's already shot because he was involved in this propaganda for 5 years.
Yeah.
And what makes him tell his story now when Alex Jones has been beat up by the mainstream press, Google and Facebook and everybody else that they claim that they don't like Alex and that he's a nutcase, but they relentlessly have him on and they cover him. And they focus on him and give him plenty of airtime. Okay, but yet they. And now, why is Josh piling on right now? You got to wonder and that Josh, timing, too.
Well, Josh has also admitted that if you pay me more money, then I'll go ahead and acquiesce and I'll compromise my standards as long as you paid me more money to stay on. You know, no, sorry, you know. So he is based on money, he's already admitted that.
Yes. Now, Alex Jones says it's a compendium of lies, disinformation, and half-truths. And I happen to believe that that's what the mainstream press does to Alex. For example, this John Oliver mocking him on the water thing. Well, I get that it's his shtick. We can all ignore Alex's shtick. Rush has a shtick, too. Rush acts like he's God's gift to everybody with his hands tied behind his back. Glenn Beck, his stick is, I'm a radio clown. I'm just your goofball over here juggling. The conspiracy tree needs to stay away from me, baby. Okay, that's his stick. My stick is to say, look, I'm all about God, family, and country. I'm a family man. I believe that my children are my greatest treasures and my lovely wife. That's who I am, and I'm sticking to that viewpoint of what I deliver. But set aside all of our viewpoints, our sticks, we're all really saying the same thing, which is there's something seriously wrong with the country, and there's ways to right those wrongs. Isn't that what you and I are all about, Sheriff?
Well, I hope so, and I thought I do totally believe that about you. That is who you are. That's the Sam Bushman that I know on the radio, and it's the same Sam Bushman I know in person. And when we go eat or go get pupusas, you're the same person both ways.
Hey, Richard Mack sat in my house and made us donuts. Okay, he's that familiar with my family life, right?
I made you fudge.
Oh, yeah, fudge. That's right. We were supposed to make donuts. Well, wait a minute. Kurt was supposed to make the donuts. He's the donut researcher. Kurt, we're waiting on you to make donuts.
That's
Richard
right.
Already made the fudge. Come on.
Good point. Good point.
I'm just teasing everybody. All right, so, but, you know my personal family life that well, and so does Kurt. And so that's who I am, and that's my goal is a no-nonsense goal to try to take every news story, put it in the position where we can use it to educate, to use it to encourage people to think positively and do everything that they can within their own little sphere to make things better. That's why every problem we try to bring an appropriate solution. What is the solution for Alex Jones, and what is the solution for this Josh Owens guy, by the way. My humble opinion is this. For Alex, if he's got a drinking problem, he needs to go get help. It feels like it's the end of the world, but it will bless your life tremendously. Just ask Glenn Beck if you don't believe me. And I got to give Glenn some credit for conquering that horrible habit. And I will say that if Alex is you know, doing some of these things, most of the things that he's guilty of that they claim would go away if you take drinking out of the mix.
No kidding.
Secondarily, if it's Josh, hey, I don't know what problems Josh has, but I know this. Hanging out with Alex Jones for 5 years, pretending you're scared in his Hellcat when you do nothing about it, acting like okay, you've got to somehow, now you're a news hound, you're going to trust the New York Times. You could say Alex isn't credible and you regret working for him. That may all be true. But what isn't true is you trust the New York Times now. We're going to go to the other side so extreme to where you trust those guys now. You used to be an Alex Jones supporter, and now you're a New York Times supporter. I mean, at some point, this pendulum betrays you, sir. And so the best thing every one of us can do is quit attacking one another, to repent before God, and to try to find ways to make society better everywhere we go. Be ministers of truth, ministers of God, all the day long, looking for the good in people, looking for the solutions, looking for ways to bring people together, not divide, looking for ways to right the republic, looking for ways to make America great again. Isn't that what we ought to all be doing? And I'd like to help Alex and Josh both do that, and I reached out to both of them to no avail for that very purpose. See, that's how we do it on this radio program. That's my shtick, Sheriff.
Well, it is, and some of it I've tried to emulate myself when I get on other shows and interviews. And I do try to stay fundamental. And a lot of these things about the water and government corruption and even conspiracies that Sean Hannity points out from the Democrats have been extremely outlandish. However, they're true. they are true. And I will say this, and I've said this on your program before, in law enforcement, we detect about 10 to 12% of all crimes. Most crimes go undetected. I would say that these, if that applies to the conspiracies out there, then we only know about 10% of them. And
that's a pretty bold statement, sir.
Yeah.
I agree with it, but it's a bold statement. Now,
it is a bold statement.
Do you think I've attacked Alex Jones in this whole two-hour discussion?
A little bit. Not too much. But
And my main attack on Alex is that I think he's whether intentional or not, some of his style is hurting our credibility, and that's why I bring that up. And the solution is to step back a little bit on the theatrics and a little bit on the delivery. Don't attack Piers Morgan so hard. So I hope that even though there might be a little bit of a criticism there, that I'm providing some guidance that can be helpful for us all going forward.
Yeah.
There's no value in just the peer criticism point.
And I've been a little bit critical of him since we started this today also. And I have been critical of him way before now. But I've also been grateful to him. And I will tell you that my book, The County Sheriff, America's Last Hope, would have done nothing without him and Joyce Riley.
Amen. And so I hope that my criticism of Alex Jones comes across as constructive. Let's get Kurt's take on the other side of the short pause. We're about out of time, and I know this has taken a long time for this discussion to unfold, but I think it's almost more important than even the news of the day.
Okay, girls, about finished with your lesson on money?
Daddy, what is a buy-sell spread for gold coins?
Well, when you sell a gold coin to a coin shop that's worth, say, $1,200, you don't actually get $1,200. But don't worry, we're members of UPMA now, so we don't have to worry about that.
Daddy, what if somebody steals our gold?
We don't have any gold at the house. It's stored safely in the UPMA vault, securely and insured.
But the S&P 500 outperformed gold. Daddy, gold is a bad investment.
Some people do think of it that way, but actually, gold is money. And as members of the United Precious Metals Association, we can use our gold at any store, just like a credit card. Or I can ask them to drop it right into Mommy and Daddy's bank account, because we're a UPMA member family. Find out more at upma.org. That's upma.org.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Talk Right, the conservative app offered by TalkStream Live that caters exclusively to the conservative talk radio community. Here you'll see only talk shows and podcasts from the conservative right, all the big broadcast names and online digital shows in one place. Talk Right makes it easy to find all your favorite conservative talkers with all the upscale features you come to expect from TalkStream Live. Keep up with the fast-paced political world. Download Talk Right today from Google Play or the App Store.
So we've been covering the Alex Jones, Josh Owens saga for the last 2 hours, but I don't think that's really what we're talking about. The picture's much bigger than that. The question is, have I been too critical and unfairly of Alex Jones? The sheriff said, yes, you've been a little bit critical, but maybe not over the top. I want to get Kurt's take, and then I want to spring my final point of why I think this is even a more important discussion than the news of the day. First, Kurt.
Well, I'm almost 62 years old, and if I were to give any suggestion, recommendations, counsel, or whatever, if I died tomorrow or today or whatever, one of the most important things I've learned in my life is this little phrase. It says, wickedness never was happiness. So in other words, you know, if you're Alex Jones and you think, hey man, that vodka and the, you know, I don't know, any other thing that you choose to do that you already know is wrong. It's pretty hard to promote health food and all these other things and then be drinking, you know, that they don't mix. Or if you're me or Sam or Sheriff Mack or anybody, you know the things that you might do or say that are less than representative of what you'd want to be around your children or grandchildren. And I just simply say, hey, wickedness never was happiness. So in other words, if you really want the best good life, the happiest life, the best joy ever, you gotta follow God's laws and eliminate the bad.
Amen. Couldn't have said it better myself. Have I been too critical of Alex though, Kurt?
Well, I would simply say that I doubt that Alex gets much, what would you say, friendly criticism.
Support? Yeah. And I hope that's what mine comes across as.
Which is a difficult thing to say, but, you know, I will say this about any, I believe almost any criticism. The individual themselves, in my opinion, if they're anything like me, I can't imagine God making me to some, you know, better than somebody else. The individual themselves already knows the things that they ought to be doing. And and I think each one of us can be helpful, but at the same time, the main way to do that, I think, is just to focus on doing the best we can ourselves.
All right, here's the reason that I spend so much time on this discussion. Because I don't believe it's really about Alex and Josh. It's about what's happening in our nation. It's what's happening in the culture war in America. You look at almost every news story on the wires today, and almost every one of them is about this very divide, whether it's the Republicans and the Democrats, Joe and Donald, Glenn and Alex, Alex and Josh, Piers Morgan and who knows who, and Rush Limbaugh and who knows who, and this girl and that girl, and Taylor Swift and whatever. And really, our whole nation has taken this, I don't know what you want to call it, mantra or this playbook, and they exploit it, and it's happening in every aspect of our society, whether it's impeachment, Republican, Democrat, no matter who it is. I mean, they're even attacking Melania for putting up Christmas decorations in the White House. Okay, and I say that this culture war and this division that I believe Alex and others have fallen prey to, Josh included, it's Satan's plan, ladies and gentlemen, to divide and conquer and destroy comes straight out of the communist playbook of Satanism. And now you can say, well, now Sam thinks that everything's satanic. No, I don't. I just believe that we're falling victim to something that's very divisive and very destructive, and Satan wants that plan. Jesus Christ, on the other hand, would try to unify us and bring us together and have us show respect for one another. And so this is a symptom in our own movement that's societally affecting us all, that is society-wide, that is virtually permeating every segment of our society almost at every turn. Unless you just flat out turn off everything from the public or the news or whatever else. It's affecting everything. This is just a tiny microcosm in our own movement. And my plea to Alex, to Josh, and to the nation at large is we've got to stop this divisiveness, this hatred, this divide. It's part of Satan's plan. Let's get on our knees and heal and respect one another. And let's bring people together, not divide. And I'm focusing on the big picture, Sheriff. But I want to use something within our own movement amongst, quote, the friendlies, if you will. Alex Jones isn't perfect, but he's done a ton of good. And I want to try to heal within our own ranks and then use us as an example to go out to the nation and to the world and say, let's heal our differences. Let's heal our divide, because it's nothing but satanic. It's nothing but destructive. And the picture's much bigger than Alex or Josh or any of us, Sheriff.
Well, I agree with you, Sam, totally. And, you know, we certainly have experienced some togetherness with sheriffs in New Mexico recently, who both Democrat and Republican have stood for the Second Amendment. And so I know it does happen, and we've honored them for it. And like I said before the break, Alex has done a lot of good, and a lot of good for me and the sheriff movement. He and Joyce Riley, God rest her soul, God bless her, without them, My book about the sheriffs wouldn't have gone the first base, and so I do honor him for the good that he's done. I've actually talked to him before about his delivery. It did not do me any good to talk to him about it. He didn't really even acknowledge that I said it, but he has his own way of doing things. You know, can you argue with the success that he's had? I mean, the guy has really built an empire. So he's made a lot of money, and he's been attacked brutally for it. And you know what? If he asked me to be on his show again, I'd be happy to do so.
And from a personal point of view, I've only had about two or three interactions with Alex Jones. One live on the radio. I called and thanked him for his program and said hi and told him I owned a radio station. And his response was, hey, put me on. And that was the end of that public phone call. I've only dealt with Alex one or two other times, all relating to the same issue. I tried to get Alex Jones to appear on my radio program. What happened was his representative reached out to me out of the blue and said, hey, Alex is trying to promote a film that he's doing. Can he come on your program? And I said, sure, let's have him on. Let's talk about it. Eventually, Alex stood me up. When I tried to call Alex to reschedule, I got completely ignored. And eventually, the publicist got back to me and said, I don't know what to say. Alex is being kind of goofy, and I don't really know what to say. I'm so sorry that I set this up only for Alex not to do the interview. And I guess Alex just assumed that I was smaller than he was and I was not as important enough. I don't know. But nevertheless, I never got to talk to Alex about that or anything else. He just never was willing to come on my show. The reason that I tell you this story, though, is to say those are my only interactions with Alex on a personal nature. I've watched him in the media for a long time, and I know who he is, and I have a lot of respect for a lot of what he's done and accomplished. I wish he'd come on my program. I do mean to be his friend, and I do mean to tell the truth about him and everybody else. And I do mean to encourage people to be kinder and gentler and more patient with one another and work together. I'm not perfect at it either. Right. I mean, we all have a long way to go and to learn to pattern our lives after Jesus Christ. And guys like Kurt don't have very far to go. Guys like me have a heck of a long way to go. I understand all that. I just know that we're doing the best we can. And I hope Alex can come on this program and set the record straight and come on this program to be friends. And I hope we can together build a broader media group with Alex and Sam and Kurt and Richard Mack and a bunch of people. And we can tell the truth and deliver the news that is essential to be delivered today. And I hope we can come together, and I hope we can forgive people for mistakes. I hope we can repent ourselves on one hand and forgive on the other side of that coin. And I hope we can come together in ways that are meaningful and in ways that take our sacred cause literally and seriously. And I know that if good people stand together, there's no evil in the world that can stop us. That's my prayer. That's my hope. And if I've been overly critical, I apologize in advance. I hope to deliver a more important message. And I guess I'm saying I know that I'm a poor delivery man, too. You know what? Giving me the ball is probably a mistake. I'll fumble it and throw it and do all kinds of bad stuff with it that others could do much better. I have no doubt about that. But I don't see anybody else doing what I feel like needs to be done. Kurt, you want to pick up on that? I'm handing the ball to you, sir.
Well, that's what we've said forever since we first started doing this. You know, we'd be happy to have somebody else do it, but it didn't seem like anybody else was willing to. It's kind of like when I'd run for office, I'd be like, man, I wish somebody else would do this, but it seemed like nobody else would. So you just jump in and do the best you can, right, Sam?
That's right. So, Sheriff, I get that there might be a better delivery person, and this whole 2 hours is a little bit about Alex and Josh, but it's more importantly about setting aside the mistakes of others. Hey, Alex has made some mistakes. As Kurt wisely says, he knows it. We don't need to attack him over it and throw the baby out with the bathwater and destroy all the good that he's done and built. We don't need to do that for Glenn Beck or anybody.
Well, I've been a little bit of critical of him here. I hope I was fair. I thought you were fair. I think the whole thing has been fair. We've looked at both sides. We've seen both sides. I've given personal experience that I've had with Alex. I do believe that he drinks. Again, I don't know to what extent, but I really hope he gets off of it. I hope everybody.
Amen. For sure. And I will say this, even though he stood me up, I should have anger and frustration and hatred for Alex Jones for dogging me and standing me up. But I don't. I just feel bad. I don't know what was going on in his life, and I don't know the reasons behind it all, but I still want to acknowledge the good that he's done, and the points that he's making have validity. If the comedians make fun of him and the mainstream press mock him and everything else, you need to set all that aside and go, is there a grain of truth in what Alex is pointing out? And if there is, how do we get the pay dirt on the truth of that? And how do we expose that for what it is? And how do we fix it together? And if we ask those questions, we can set aside even Piers Morgan's goofiness or this John Oliver's goofiness or anybody else's. And we can say, hey, what are the real issues and where should we be spending our time when it comes to solutions? And I think that's really the takeaway for all of us, is it not?
I totally agree with that. And I do sometimes try to be funny, but I don't try to do it where I hurt somebody else. And I think that this show has been very good at that.
And I pray for Alex Jones. You know, his divorce, I'm sure, has been hard. His rise to fame and power and then the takedown by Google and everything else. Hey, that must be very difficult. And I'm sure Alex is lonely and distraught and discouraged and frustrated and angry and all those emotions. I understand them.
Yeah.
And our prayers are that he can find Jesus Christ and focus on the healing balm of the Savior's atonement. Because I believe that's where the answers lie for all of us. When we all experience turmoil, when we all struggle, there's where we can go for respite, for peace, for shade, for safety, for stability, for hope. Again, for peace, for hope. And then we can basically get a good night's rest and get a good meal so that we're taking care of our physical body. And then we go back at the sacred cause again. And we stand tall for the sacred principles of liberty. And that's what Sheriff did when he went to the Supreme Court. And one, and it continues now. These sacred principles are the key. All right, Sheriff, final word's yours. 10 seconds.
Sam, I just felt like saying amen to everything you said, so I will say amen.
Kurt?
Let's make America and the world great again. God bless America. God bless the world.
LibertyRoundtable.com. Donate today. Every penny will help. And I will say this, we the people, along with the grace of the Almighty, we can and will restore our grand old republic. We declare this nation shall endure. God save the Republic of the United States of America.